WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Hello, welcome. This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, WHAN 1430 AM and also 102.9 FM. And of course, as always, time travelers, you can listen in the future on a podcast on iTunes or www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We have a great show for you tonight, or as Sean would like to say, we're going to have an okay show just so we don't get anybody's hopes up.
Yep.
I like to continue that trend.
Yeah, we won't get anybody's hopes up, but we do have a fun band in here with us tonight. We have PJ Bottoms in here with us tonight. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Go around, do a little introductions. We've got Kenny, or Ken. Ken, you prefer Ken or Kenny? Ken.
Yes, it's Phenom actually.
Okay,
fine. I'm the front guy, Phenom.
I'm gonna forget that. Hold on, I'm gonna write it down so I don't forget it.
He's forgettable.
Is that with an F or a PH?
It's a PH. You must drink
PH and Phenom.
Hey, he's got a P tattooed on his left arm. Don't forget it.
Yeah, it's right here. And you must drink more than I do, which I like that.
I haven't stopped since '83.
That's what I'm talking about.
And okay, so we got Phenom on vocals. We've got
You sound really uncomfortable when you say Phenom, Derek.
I do.
I think, yeah.
You got to get it out.
He's a pretty big guy. He benched 375 today. Actually, earlier today it was only 320.
And he just winked at me. No, I made that.
He likes your beard.
Did you just say that he gained 45 pounds?
No, he bench pressed 375.
375.
But earlier, about 2 hours ago, it was 350. And about 3 hours ago, it was about 175.
Hey, if I get one more beer, it's going to be another 25 pounds. So let's just keep this thing rolling.
Nice,
it's
nice.
Cool. I know how you feel. I did one pull up.
Was it one-handed?
I did have him, my arms around his legs, and lifted him half of the way up. So.
That's really sweet of you.
I put up the assist.
The bar did also start eye level.
That is true, too. I didn't really have to hold him like that. I just wanted to. We've got Jeff Richardson on guitar and vocals. All right. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, I pointed the wrong...
Yeah.
I'm so confused already. We got
don't
have
a good looking Richardson. Don't ever confuse me with Jeff Richardson again.
You guys are cousins too. And that gets me next to Brian on guitar and vocals.
That's right.
You guys are cousins.
He's my uncle.
God, I'm so confused already.
Jeff was the mistake of the family. My dad was 21 years old when Jeff was born, so he was the oops.
Oh yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
How are we gonna retire now?
Jerry Springer show up in here. Now.
My mom swore she wanted me.
From what I've seen so far, you turned out mediocre.
All right. And the gentleman sitting over to my right—that is Jeff. You play bass, correct, Jeff?
Yeah. That's
and Jeff, Jeff
Hefe.
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 I don't understand.
That's his name.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what they call like tacos, so they call me Hefe.
Who doesn't like tacos?
Oh, exactly. So I should be just like taco guy.
I'll give you some of my. I like your attitude.
Did you really just say
we don't go to restaurants that sell tacos before shows because we can't get there on time.
What you just need to do is do your shows at Mexican restaurant.
Wait, what?
Touche, hombre.
So over here on the drum kit we have Kendall.
Yeah. right.
Wave hello to the people listening, Kendall.
Kendall Turner.
With the Sam Hill.
Yeah, he is waving, just so you know.
Sweating.
It's radio. It's imagination of the mind.
Okay.
Good. Kendall doesn't understand the concept of not being on television.
Kendall informed me before the show that it was his dream to say, "What the Sam Hill?"
There you go.
So it's a challenge.
Yes, that's what you guys do at Radio Rubber Room. You make dreams come true.
Oh, okay.
I issue this challenge to have him say it in context as many times as possible.
There you go.
In context, hey, you guys are a drinking band. I mean, you could turn it into a drinking band.
We decided today we're a drinking band with a musicianship problem.
Who likes tacos?
Your album is called Cooler Full of Beer or Cooler Up Beer?
Yeah. It's cooler shocking, beer, I mean. But it is called Cooler Beer. It's kind of weird because we like to drink a little bit.
Well, let's be honest. When's the last time you saw a cooler that was full of beer and it pissed you off?
Yeah.
Or it was bad.
I've got an idea.
Do you know what?
Actually, when there was a rotting fish in it.
Oh.
I said it was full of beer. I'm pretty sure it's a fair trade.
What you should do is just like put your CD on a 12 pack of beer and just sell it with like a package deal.
Hey, we've done that. Where you been?
Oh. I've been at Daddy-O's Friday night.
Or you should bring a cooler to all your shows and label it CD.
Done. We actually do that.
Label it CD.
That's good.
People like, or sell them out of your merch table can actually be a cooler.
You know, we have a song. CDs. Well, we have a song that's titled Cooler Beer also.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we've played a few times out at Collins Cove out in Mechanicsville, our friend Rob Hazelwood owns that place. Rob's great to us. And every time we play that song, he comes out with a cooler that is full of beers that he gives to us before we play.
It's beautiful.
He doesn't give it to the guests in his restaurant. He gives it to us, and we're fine with that.
Let's be honest. There's only two beers in that cooler.
But it's a small cooler.
We're about out of time for our first little intro segment here, but we do have one more introduction to make before we go to our first break. Melanie on vocals, and according to your Facebook page, Shaker Thing.
That's her booty.
Thanks,
that's her booty.
For that. Yeah, that would be my booty. Plus the shaker thing as well. So it's a.
So how long
deal.
Have you been playing the shaker thing?
is that the technical
before
term
the group
for the instrument?
Or like during the group?
So were you classically trained? Did you go?
Yes. I went to Harvard.
She went to the School of Hard Knocks.
School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
So do you play any particular different kinds of shakers, or do you like to stick to one shaker?
You know, I like to stick to one.
Have you ever played?
I'm a one shaker
kind
of girl.
That's a lie.
No, you're not. That is definitely a lie.
A lie.
She is not a one trick pony.
Yeah. Oh my lord!
All right, guys, this has been fun so far, but we got to take a break and play a song.
All right, time.
When we come back, you guys are gonna play a tune for us. Yes. So all I'm stoked about that.
All right, this is Crushed Purple.
With. Is there a name?
Yes.
To the song?
I'm gonna say it wrong though. So let's just go. With, it's
here,
Crushed
here.
Purple.
Okay. It's a song from Crushed Purple.
So mine. There is no reason. like the rebub. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Keeping track of your kids can be difficult. Child leashes are embarrassing for you and your child. When I was 3 years old, I wandered off at the airport and joined a whole new family. Well, I have a great new product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Child's App. It's super awesome. It's like an electric babysitter. Just place Child's App in the room that you keep the kid. Strap the tamper-proof wrist or ankle band on your child. And if your child tries to leave the containment zone, Child Zap administers a minor electric shock. Just enough to knock a little turd nugget off their feet. I tested it out on animals. Child Zap has an adjustable radius knob. With 100 feet of signal, you can guarantee your little unwanted surprise won't escape your yard. Has he been a real piece of shit lately? Child Zap has a 1 foot timeout setting. Don't worry, if the child attempts to deactivate Child Zap in any way, they are hit with a continuous stream of electricity. And the alarm goes off, notifying you of your child's malevolence. Got him! It's not just for kids. I even use it on Grandpa to keep him from wandering outside of the tool shed. Is your child having too much fun? Child Zap has a remote that you can send a shock with just the push of a button. Customizable voltage settings. 10 volts. 100 volts. Up to 100,000 volts. Don't worry, memory loss is common. Nagging wife making you envy a lifetime in prison? Try Wife Zap. With gold necklace pendant zapper, she'll look more beautiful and obedient than ever.
Yes. Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Little bit of PJ Bottles for y'all. We can do it like this. I'm picking up the pieces of this broken nut again. I'm tired of playing, so I just let you win. Got your toe ass, you was gone like yesterday. Now I'm all alone, but I think I'm better off this way. I need a drink now. Everybody!
Where will you go when you're crying?
Get him up now!
Where will you go when you fall? With your mouth is moving and know you're lying.
No, but I don't want you no more. I got to block you from my face, but changing like when a dope. You got a boom phone, girl, it's up your stalking. You stand aside and you're sick and tired of talking. Why don't you call that dude you're talking to behind my back?
Yeah, I know you didn't think I knew about that.
I guess you thought that I was stupid, but I know what's up.
Never trust your pretty girls with the big butts.
I won't be answering your phone calls anymore. Cut out the midnight
booty calls, that's for sure.
Showing up like everything's alright.
Fucking suit around thinking that you're dynamite.
Looking like straight trailer bought material.
Sleeping through, I'd rather eat a bowl of cereal.
I can't believe not long ago I thought you were the one.
You can dial my number, baby, but we're done.
Where will you go when you're crying?
Here we go.
Where will you go when you fall?
Well, your mouth is moving, I know you like it. This sounds feel so damn cold. I'm all out of matches, so I gotta light up off the stove. Watch it TV, but there ain't nothing known. I said I miss you, but baby, I'm glad you're gone. See you never, baby. I'll see you never, baby. Y'all ready? Let's do this thing right here, PJ Butter.
Yo. Where will you go when you're crying? Where will you go when you fall? Your mouth is moving, I know you like it. And I won't ask to fall when you call. I won't ask to fall when you fall.
That was PJ Bottoms live here on Radio Rubber Room with Directory Assistance. That's off their album Cooler of Beer. Where can guys? Where can people find PJ Bottoms Cooler of Beer?
Well, you can find it a lot of places, man. The best place to then find is at PJ Bottoms shows. Mm-hmm. We're playing this weekend at Julio's out in West Point, and then next weekend on Friday night we're playing out at Daddy's out in the West End of Richmond. But in addition to that, man, they can find our album on pj-bottoms.com. That's our website. They can order it from there. They can also get the album off of iTunes, man. We're on iTunes. They can find the album Cooler Beer there as well.
Amazon, pretty much anywhere on the anywhere it's on the internet.
Major download sites. Major download sites.
Yeah.
So how long has it been out? How long has it been out there?
We had our CD release party a little over a year ago, man. It was maybe 2 weeks after, or a week after July 4th last year, we had a release party.
Out of Collins Cove, yeah. It was an awesome show.
So pretty much a year. How's it been doing? Have you guys been pushing copies? Are they flying?
Well, you know,
the
we're trying, man. You know, but really, I mean, you know, you come to a show and you come up to one of us and say, "Hey, can I get a CD?" We'll probably just hand you one.
Mm-hmm. Most people are like, with the last $10 they got, they're buying either me a shot or themselves a shot. So
yeah, it's a free CD for
sacrificing. So yeah. I mean, I'll take the shot, and you can always get one.
I can vouch for that. That's the truth.
So Cooler Beer is, you guys do have the barter system going on for booze. You will
absolutely
trade your.
Oh yeah, we'll pretty much trade anything for booze.
So a shot of booze and a booze. Shot of tequila about $6-7.
Yep.
Yeah,
so that's a good deal.
It's a great deal. Are you kidding me?
Fireball or Jaeger?
When's the last time someone came to you and said, "You want a free shot of tequila?" And you're like, "No."
That actually happened last night.
That's something for you.
No. I said yes.
Oh, great.
I mean, if I'm like at Waffle House and it's 9 a.m., and like some like old creepy dudes like, "You want a free shot of tequila?"
hey, Sean, if you're at Waffle House at 9 a.m., man, you got issues, brother.
I mean, get up every morning at 8:30 and go to Waffle House.
If you're there at 2 a.m., we love you for that. 9 a.m., that's weird.
Maybe Sean just goes harder than you do.
He goes hard in the paint, man. Sean goes hard in the paint.
Partying knows no time.
But yeah, so we've established a cooler beer costs a shot of tequila. Now, how does that work on iTunes? How do they get you that shot of tequila on iTunes?
Well, you know, that's a little bit different. You know, there's banks involved and debit accounts. You know,
it's complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. Yeah, it's a lot of ins and outs, a lot of what have you.
Does PayPal have a tequila shot option yet?
I think we just created a fantastic idea.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah. I wouldn't be pissed off about it.
Well, yes. So, next show coming up. Do you guys have plans in the works? Do you have a new album in the works?
Yeah.
We actually do have a new album. It's actually, we've come out of the studio. We've got a couple more things we're just touching up. But the new album should actually be out and probably within the month. So.
Yeah, it's a couple more songs got to be touched up. We got to mix it up.
Where are you guys recording it? You said at the
We have our own studio.
We have our own studio,
That we run through, and we got some things to work through. Matter of fact, there's going to be a couple songs that we're going to play a little bit later tonight that are from that album.
Brand spanking new.
Nice. Nobody's heard it yet.
Do you guys have a title? Are you ready to release the title?
What do you think a good title?
I think it should be called A Bag of Bud.
I like it.
What else? What else you got? What else you got?
Two bag lines in good. The morning.
What?
Two lines in the morning.
Well, I'll tell you the working title, which may change, is self-medicated, which is right in line with,
yeah,
with your
absolutely,
suggestions.
Absolutely.
Man, you know.
It's
yeah.
like it's like it's like you guys are kindred. Yeah. It's like you guys are kindred.
Can this guy play spoons?
To sleep tonight because
can he
that,
play spoons? Man. We put him in the group.
Hey, Sean, can you play spoons? Because we need a spoon player.
Hey, Sean is excellent with all kitchen utensils.
Well, I was going to say, he could probably steal some spoons from Waffle House at 9 a.m. and use those.
Yeah, I just got a text. I have to do it because, you know, like to be on the radio, the guy said we need to do a shout out. So to Eric Patterson, what up, dude? Thanks for listening.
E. Don't ever gamble with E. He took all your money. He did mine on.
Just like ecstasy.
Nah, E took my money at Super Bowl party, man.
Well, I want to thank. Was it Eric? Eric
Patterson. Patterson.
Eric Patterson. Thank you, Eric.
Is he the one? Is he the listener?
We will send you the invoice for the ad spot momentarily.
Huh. So PJ Bottoms. That's an interesting name. You guys also have an interesting logo with the two cans of beer.
Yeah.
On it. PJ Bottoms, is that somebody's name? Is it Pajama Bottoms?
Man,
like, what's the,
I'll tell you how it came about, man. Yeah. It's not as cool of a story as most bands may
it's
say.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, we're going to make it cool, though.
It's so lame, man. It's so lame. So there's this person that I used to work with, and our job sucks. So one day we were just sitting there talking about cool band names, and she said, you know, PJ Bottoms would be a cool band name. And about 2 months later, me and Jeff and Kenny got together and decided we'd make a band. And they were like, what are we going to call ourselves? And I was like, well, PJ Bottoms would be a cool band name, you know? So I took full credit for it, man, and I can't. So that's seriously where it came from. Yeah,
I respect your honesty.
So, yeah. So did,
it sucks, right?
So
it's
did,
a terrible story.
Let's try that again. Let's get a better story. Let's create right,
so,
a better
so
story
one night,
for how
you know,
this
I,
came
I
about.
Took a bunch of Quaaludes and took like a couple this. 8-Balls. And I woke up the next morning, and all I had on were PJ Bottoms, pajama bottoms. But the problem was they weren't on my head, and that's all I had on. And I was in Vegas.
Yeah, we didn't know he left. He stayed on a roof and got stuck up there. His mattress threw his mattress off, and we looked for him for days.
We'll go with that story from now on. Update your bio tomorrow.
Yeah. Got it.
And I'm just impressed. 2 8-Balls. You woke up in the morning. Congratulations.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm surprised he went to bed.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Waking up
2 p.m. is the morning.
Yeah. Well, cool. You know, so the second album's in the works. Do you have a kind of a goal, a deadline for when it's going to be ready?
The fall. We're looking at the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for everybody to meet us at 9 a.m. at Waffle House, if everybody can come out.
Sean will be there.
We're going to release it at Waffle House.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
We're going to have free copies out there at Waffle House, 9 a.m.
So album release at Waffle House,
it's
9 a.m.
Waffle House.
Sometime in the fall.
Yep.
And Sean, you make sure you bring the creepy guy with
Sean.
The tequila.
Oh, yeah, always do.
And you guys will obviously bring the cooler full of beer.
Absolutely.
Now, you guys have a song called Eggs and Bacon.
Bacon and Eggs.
Oh, I totally reversed
like it,
that.
Man.
Yeah, right, most people do.
Now, that is a really good song to cook breakfast to.
Thanks.
It is.
I've actually...
It's a really bad song to
put to have at Waffle House.
To.
What?
Or to have at Waffle House, too.
Or to have at Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Have you ever maybe talked... This, we're just brainstorming here, you know.
That's what we're doing.
Waffle House sponsorship.
That's a good idea.
Well,
oh my gosh!
The juice and the beer, so they gotta have serve alcohol too. So.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Kill that idea. We'll find somewhere. We'll find somewhere.
We've got to find an avenue.
So you guys, obviously, so this is what I know about you guys: love beer.
Yeah,
it doesn't suck.
You love bacon and eggs. Quite.
Who doesn't?
Well, breakfast food is.
I mean, I'll be honest. If you don't like bacon and eggs, or at least one of those, then you're not cool with us.
So,
yeah, line in the sand.
You guys just lost a lot of your following right there.
All four of them. All the
I feel like you guys are not making an effort to reach out to the Muslim community there. So
that's weird. That's weird.
No.
Well, they can eat eggs. I mean, it's
do they do Cheerios?
Hey, I said one of them. They don't have to like both of them.
Okay,
just one of them.
All right.
It's all good, man. We love the Muslims, man.
Excellent.
Definitely. You heard it here first.
So the Collins Cove is where you did your last album release party. Is that where you're going to do it again?
We don't know yet.
We probably. I mean, it's fitting for us because they're kind of like our home place. They give us our first opportunity. And, you know, Rob's a good friend of ours that owns Collins Cove. And it's kind of become home to us. Probably, but if something different happens, you never know.
We might do it at Radio Rubber Room.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We might just do it here.
It could get crazy.
You know that at least three out-of-shape dudes will show up.
Well, you guys got to put a stripper pole in before we do anything like that.
I don't think the structural integrity of this building will handle it.
How big do you think these strippers are going to be, man?
I don't know. Those Ace Midgets we ordered like 2 weeks ago.
It is time to go to a break.
Asian midgets, we gotta go to a break. That's weird.
We've gotta play a song, play some ads.
Can you say that on the radio?
I think so.
We're going to.
Asian midgets, not together. You can say it individually. You have to put a hyphen.
So just pause in between.
Is that FCC approved?
I have no idea. But it's time to take.
You'll find out on Tuesday.
It is time to take a break. This is the Southern Bells with Cadillac Desert.
Yeah.
over here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, ist Hitler's Brownies. Ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring.
But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars.
Oh! Mein struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available.
Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla.
Get Mein Cupcakes today. Remember,
Mein Cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The Cupcake, das Cupcake Heilen. The Cupcake ist mein Führer.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon, and when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music, Sean S. Austin I, will go down as the single greatest single-key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and 8-track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion,
Viper Cobra.
And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24-7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
Extreme.
I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme!
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme!
Yeah!
Extreme!
Yeah! Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme!
Yeah! We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah!
Right in your chest.
Protein shakes.
Protein shakes.
Protein shakes.
Directly
protein
into your chest.
Extreme!
Yeah!
Welcome, friends. It's me, Alejandro, and you're listening to Alejandro's Fine World of Art. This time, we will be sculpting self-statues. Pick your material wisely. Marble and granite are hard, so hard, and can withstand a firm pounding. It never hurts to take a moment to admire its hardness. That's hard. Next, choose your chisel. I prefer the 8-incher because it's nimble, yet sturdy. Nimble and sturdy. Your hammer weight will depend on your endurance. I've practiced and I can last a long time, so I prefer to start strongly with the 10-pounder so I can whack off giant bits with each stroke. Be sure to set a mirror so you can see yourself clearly. Great Scott, I'm beautiful. Decide which position you will set yourself in for the statue and begin whacking off as much as you can. The finer details require finesse and caring. Caring and finesse. It is crucial to determine the best spots to place the chisel, then pound the stone. Pound it with all your might, deeper and deeper. Pound it, don't quit now. Pound, pound, pound.
Get in there, don't be afraid.
Remember, it is not about how fast you finish. It's about the caring you show your piece. You have a great love for it because it is yours.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
All right, y'all. We'll give you a little taste of the country cooking. You ready, Mel?
Ready.
Sing it for me, baby.
Somebody give me a beer. I'm gonna have a good time. I don't know how I got here, but maybe I'm going flat. You know you gotta get up when life is beating you down. I'm gonna get in my truck and I'm gonna tear off the town.
Bring your partner round and round to the brand new whip hop country sound. Where my cowboys, where my dogs at? Rubber, yeah, where my cowgirls shake the jelly. Yeah, that's it. Show off the boot scooters, jump on my Harley, let's head to Hooters. Get the party jumping like a ballroom brawl. This is Tim McGraw, this is
Phenom, y'all.
Party beat, man, could I have this dance hitting hand? When the hell did you get in here? Pass, move the Southern Cup, my daughter Jack Dan. Nothing but an out South Fish Fry Jam, man.
Somebody give me a beer, I'm gonna have a good time. I don't know how I got here, but baby, I'm gonna shout.
Again,
you know you gotta get up when life is beating you down. I'm just gonna get in my
get down, shake that booty all around.
Yeah.
Come on, come on now.
This is country cooking, baby.
You love it. You wanna get some more of it? Go ahead now, fill it up, chug it. Let's all get drunk and say woo! Everybody in the bar, throw your hands up high. Let me hear you holler one time.
Yeah.
Now let me see you move and clap your hands. This for my redneck, get my fans. One bourbon, one scotch, one Chris, one beer. For all my rowdy friends up in here. Come on, y'all, now what we gonna do? Let's all get hell and get drunk. Yes. Come on,
somebody give me a
time. So he grabbed a mic and said tonight's the night, but he ain't really know how to rhyme. So I told the DJ to play my song, so I could show the devil how it's done. I took the stage and set the mic ablaze and said, what you think about that sign? Well, the devil bowed his head, laid the microphone at my feet, said he had to roll, told me I got soul, how could he get some of my fresh meat?
Somebody get me a beer, I'm gonna have a good time. I don't know how I got here, but baby, I'm gonna shout. You know you gotta get up when life is beating you down. I'm just gonna get in my truck and I'm gonna tear up this town.
I get up and get down, shake that booty all around, drink, come up, come on down.
This is country cooking, baby.
For y'all out there, this is PJ Bottoms. You can check us out at pj-bottoms.com and on Facebook. Yeah, country cooking tastes like chicken, don't it? Break it down for me, y'all. Ah. Yeah. Yeah!
Yeah! Man, I almost let out a couple of woo during that.
Did a little bit of pee pee come out?
What stopped you, actually, Sean?
It's gonna let out some of those.
Yeah. That was Country Cooking live here on Radio Rubber Room by PJ Bottoms.
Man, I like you guys. It's like kind of like you guys are like a redneck hip hop kind of deal.
Melanie does not like that.
That's right.
We actually classify ourselves as redneck hip hop on iTunes.
Wow, that is cool.
You don't like that?
Whole genre by itself.
Like, I feel like your next song is going to be about four wheeling.
Be careful, Sean. It might be about you.
All right. I ain't got no problem with that.
You might.
You guys have a bunch of gigs coming up. Did you guys get out of town much? Are you guys hitting the road, traveling? I know your first song was called Outer Banks Blues. Do you ever play that song in the Outer Banks?
We have only acoustically, and that was Kenny and myself. We were able to perform down there in Manio. Yeah. At what was the name of the poor Richards in Manio?
It was crazy,
we lit up the room that night, and it was
those people went nuts.
They went nuts, and it was fun.
It was cool.
But other than that, the only opportunities that we've had to play down there actually didn't fit our schedule, so we weren't able to get down there this summer, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Now you did play the National recently too.
Yes,
we played the National couple times. Twice actually. We played it in January, and then I think again in April. And the January show was great, man. We opened up. We were the opener for the opener for the opener for the opener, and it was a great time. We had a lot of fun.
Gave us more awesome time for show. Celebrating.
That's right.
It did. And actually, if you can actually go on YouTube and pull up some videos of that show,
it was great.
It was packed house, and it was fun, and we had a good time.
Yeah, I saw some photos
from that show. We drank quite a bit. Before, during.
I don't believe that.
It's right?
There's nothing about what I know. I know of you guys so far that would lead me to believe that. I am totally appalled.
It's a good story, man. We had a good time that night, and
I think you just need to rephrase the whole thing. Like, man, we did this sweet show at the National, and like five bands closed for us.
That's right, man. That's good.
The opener for the beer is colder in the beginning than it
Well, we'll just put it to you this way, man. We kind of were all brownout / blackout that night, and the next morning, Jeff calls each one of us, seeing if we have his guitars because he can't find them. And he spent he spent like 3 hours after the show with the bands that closed for us, making sure they didn't have his guitars. He's pissed off. He thinks someone stole all three of his guitars. And so he calls me at like 9 in the morning. We didn't get him to 4. That was awesome. And then about 3 hours later, he calls me back and he goes, oh, wait, I went out to my car and they were in the back of
Of his truck.
That is such a weird
thing. Well, yeah. Our manager actually, he actually loaded my guitars up and didn't tell me. Yep. And then he left. So I'm looking around for all my stuff and it's not there. And I'm like,
yeah, it's a manager.
I'm looking at Badfish and I'm going, hey guys, you see my stuff? They're like, I haven't seen it.
I mean, your own vehicle will be the last thing you check for your own equipment.
They were probably like, this is.
I am so glad you guys have a manager.
Enough for that.
Yeah.
It was working out well for us.
A manager is.
You know what, though? Brandon, our manager, he set us up with this gig, so we're all right.
Yeah. Mm.
A manager is great for blaming things on.
It is. And that's what we do. So.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Man, you totally put my guitars in my. And I have them now.
This is the story. I will tell you this. Kenny drove me home that night, obviously, because I wasn't driving.
He could not.
And then we found a dude that was related to him outside, and he drove us all the way to Virginia Beach and back with our guitars right behind us
that
in the
night.
Same vehicle.
The same night.
Nice.
It was weird.
He drove him to Ashland and back. It felt like
Virginia Beach.
We actually went to Waffle House.
He went to Waffle House.
And he came back. So that's where
Sean was there waiting for 9 o'clock.
Sean was there. He saved the sea force.
Sean will not order at Waffle House until 8:59. Not happening. He waits till 9.
9:01, man. He wants his decaf.
It's 9 o'clock.
That's when Shirley takes over the griddle.
So I got some interview questions for the band. What were the 80s like?
Yep.
They're excited to hear your question, Sean.
We can't wait, Sean.
You can't see.
I heard that one. Can you guys not hear him? Well,
what were the 80s like?
I don't know.
I can tell you all about... Here's a true story. I just got tested for HIV and hepatitis, and I was thinking to myself, when it did come back negative, thank you, God, but I was thinking, how did I go through the entire 80s and make it through that?
Congratulations.
It's a true story.
It's awesome.
True story.
So the 80s were like good at not getting HIV, is what you're telling me.
That's the time
For Jeff.
For me, I mean, I dodged a bullet there.
Big time. Bullet for Jeff. God's sake. I can't even believe it.
Kendall was
46
during the
80s. My wife's proud of
me. Hey, Sean, why don't you ask our drummer Kendall how 1968 was?
That's actually Sean's favorite year.
It's 1972.
I thought his favorite year would be 69. But no. I guess I have too much.
It's 72. Why 72, Sean?
I don't know. I just feel like that's not everyone's favorite year.
No shit.
And I just picked it.
Oh.
Out of the blue. Like
we knew it was going to happen once, man.
All right, I got some questions for the band. We're interviewing. I don't know. My first question is for Melanie.
Oh, boy.
What kind of food do you like?
What kind of food don't I like? Because I kind of like everything, if that's okay. But is that a good answer?
Great answer.
Red beans and rice didn't miss her. baby got a bag, baby.
All belong.
Yeah.
Big booties don't lie.
My next question is:
are you a taco lover as well?
You know, if you don't love tacos, I don't like you either. So,
hey, aren't we all?
Good. We're all taco lovers.
Sweet. So, my next question is for any ladies in the band. What time do you like to eat?
Kendall,
like,
get up here, Kendall.
Get up here to my place. What's your question, buddy?
Like, what time do you like to eat?
What time of day?
Every time of the day is the best time to eat for me.
All the time. Good. Lots of options.
That's how I keep my awesome figure and my big ass.
You have made it very easy. Like McDonald's at 3:30? You like that kind of thing?
I think I get where you're going with this. I think I
this
get where you're going
with this. The show is not your dating
I think I get
thing,
where you're going with this
Sean.
Line of questioning, Sean.
Seriously, Sean, she's not going to go to Waffle House with you at 9 a.m.
It's a little early, buddy.
Maybe if you ask me nicely.
She might be there, but she's not going with you.
It's a date. I am a pretty prestigious person around town.
I do like waffles.
And houses, probably. Right?
And tacos.
She just hates 9 a.m., so you're screwed, buddy.
Well, luckily, at 9 a.m., usually it's the end of the day for me.
End of
what
the day?
What does that mean?
It means that when I'm at Waffle House at 9 a.m., I'm like, how did I get here? I'm putting pieces together.
I like your
we
attitude.
We do that every day when we show up for work. We're like, how did
day
I get
life.
Here?
So, speaking of work, you guys have full-time jobs? Like, what do you really?
I don't want to talk about that.
Who's the dumbest person in the band?
The dumbest person?
Which one of you guys is the biggest idiot? Because I don't want to ask you questions.
Jeff is saying, hey, tell the story about how he's the biggest idiot. I don't know what story that he's referring to, but I know that means that he's the biggest idiot. What story are you referring to?
Daddy-O's bathroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you two stories about why Jeff's the biggest idiot. The first one starts back way back in November, we played at Gus's downtown. And, you know, we have a cover song that we do. It's by Old Crow Medicine Show, Wagon Wheel. Yeah, of course. And so he goes to the crowd, "Who likes Old Crow Medicine Show?" Everybody's like, "Woo!" But this one redneck is like, "You're not playing Wagon Wheel, are you?" Of course we are. And so Jeff goes, you know, "Hell yeah, we're going to rock that." And he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, and he starts playing a completely different song.
That's awesome.
And we're all looking at Jeff like, "What the hell are you thinking, man?" And he just looks at the mic and goes, "Whoops." So that's number one for why Jeff might be the biggest eight. Number two is this past weekend, Friday night, we played at Daddy's out in the West End. It's one of our favorite places to play. And Jeff took it upon himself to take his mic out into the crowd. We have wireless mics. It's fantastic, you know. And then he decided he had to take a leak. And so he's in the bathroom taking a leak with a microphone, and we're playing our song called Live from the Moon, which we're going to play here in a little bit for you guys. And he's playing – he's in the bathroom singing the song Cooler of Beer. And nice. We don't know what the hell's going on because none of us realize that he's away from us without the mic. So reason number two why Jeff is the biggest idiot in the band, but
well,
we love Jeff to death.
Professionals, so. For future reference, Jeff. Adult diapers, man. You already know that you're going to be drinking on stage.
Well, don't they have that Wizinator, that Mountain
Center running back? Isn't they call the Wizinator as cool as shit with names?
Stadium pal, stadium pal.
Jeff likes to wear Oops, I Crap My Pants, and I think he just did.
I mean, Jeff, in what I'm understanding, Jeff actually got hurt so far during the show. And yes. Not only did he get hurt, but he whipped out Band-Aids and put them on.
Oh, no, no, no. He showed up wearing Band-Aids.
Oh.
And yeah. Now he busted his finger open.
I'm hurt now. What are you talking about?
He had the Superman Band-Aids to start playing.
Well, it is time to take another break. We'll be back with more PJ Bottoms. We'll find out more about the Band-Aids. Here's some more tunes from them. We'll get into the Band-Aids. We do. It is time to take a break, play a song. This is Mule with 3 Days Ride here on Radio Reverend.
Riding into the distance, my horse and I, fading into the sunset. I'm bound for the valley that lays beyond this mountain before me. Times are hard and things don't grow when the ground is dry. All my plans to prosper here are gone with the blink of an eye. But I will not just sit here and see you drenched in nothing but poverty. Fare thee well, fare thee well, my love. Fare thee well, fare thee well, my love. Fare thee well, fare thee well, my love. Say it's only just a 3 days ride. Rumor says they robbed and killed their way around. Come to rest here near my staked ground. There's a price on their heads, it's quite a lot, and I'll be damned if poor and hungry I lay here and ride. So I'm riding now with 6 days of food and a picture of my dog.
Are you dead, or has a loved one of yours died because of the use of vitamins? Vitamins may have come in contact with the food on your family's table. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, contact your medical health professional immediately. Feeling overly healthy, having regular bowel movements, great muscle-to-fat ratio, extended life, great skin, hair, and teeth, increased sex drive and performance. and you may or may not be entitled to a cash reward. If so, contact the law offices of Radio Rub Room at www.radiorubroom.podbean.com.
We totally
yeah,
did.
And we're back.
We are back on Radio Rubber Room.
We need Kenny.
Are we? Do you have a friend
you guys
with
aren't
you?
Playing.
What? Do you have a friend with you, Sean?
There is about 4,000 reasons that I could think about why I would miss this show, but I just still had to come.
I like your attitude, sir.
You know, for the longest time, I was the only caller of this show, and when y'all actually invited me in, I was very honored.
I don't remember anyone inviting you in.
I feel like if the door's not locked, it's open invitation right there.
Well, that first time the door wasn't even locked. I mean, it was locked. I don't know how you got in.
What you need is a stronger door, man.
But you were in. The door was still locked and not open. How did you even get in that first
time? Find my way in anywhere, man. I'm a rocker from the 60s.
Yeah, you are.
I learned how to get in through any kind of entrance in my lifetime.
So,
bloody hell, man.
Are you going to, I mean, are you sharing that secret, or what's going on with that?
What you want to do, the secret is to find whatever hole you can and penetrate it, and then you'll be in.
F and A, brother.
That is the right way to do things.
You are a go-getter. So what's new with you, Radley?
The same old thing. I've been working on about 4 or 5 albums at a time, trying to release everything that I can. You know, my album came out a couple months back that was released just for the animals. And I think that it went really well. Unfortunately, animals don't have any money, so there's no way to track the sales. But I feel like, in general, wildlife has been a lot happier, a lot more upbeat.
Well, that's what it's all about anyway, right?
I mean, people should have been writing music for animals, like, a long time ago. If you think about this, there is 1 million ants on the world for every human. They like music, too. It just needs to be more directed towards them.
It's so wild.
You always blow my mind. But you're not in it for the money anyway. If you were, you would be a lot better at what you do.
No, I've already made my first million bajillion. So now I'm just relaxing. I'm taking a look at life and I'm just reverbing, you know, trying to come up with more perfect sources of music, working with everyone that I can. You know, me and Justin Bieber, we work together.
Really?
You know, he doesn't know it yet, but what I've done is I've taken his recording, and then I play a little bit of single string lead on it. I say yeah a couple times. It really worked out well. I think that it's called Justin Bieber and Radney Rockwell, and I think that it is going to be the next big thing.
Yeah, if anyone ever finds out about it.
You know, it's going to be available for free. I'm going to be handing it out. I'm probably going to hand it out with a $10 bill, I'm thinking. That will encourage the people.
I'll take 2 of them, at least.
I will definitely hook you up because you've let me on your show.
With a deal like that, I'm going to personally make it go platinum.
I definitely feel like this band is just rocking. They're doing the right thing.
They get the Radley seal of approval?
100%. They definitely impressed me. You can't tell, but my nipples are as hard enough to cut through hard cheese right now. I was literally thinking about using my nipples to sculpt an ice sculpture. Because they are so aroused from this band.
Well, that's a compliment if I've ever heard one.
I seen the guy earlier, he was just shaking a thing and it had sand in it. Like, that is an amazing thing to just add into your band. There is right there. You could just do that to me all day, and I would probably be rocking to it. I want to have like a whole album of just that, and maybe I would add like another big thing that had like bigger chunks of sand, you know, like marbles, and they would clank, you know. It would be like a whole kind of ensemble, and I would be the first ever of that. Like, you know, I like to be groundbreaking.
Yeah, that would break some ground. I feel like that would be the first time that has ever been done. And you know, I don't know if that's a bad thing.
You know, I'm also going back into older mediums a lot lately. You know, a lot of people are putting their things out on vinyl and cassette tape. I'm going to be having my first ever Radney Rockwell wax cylinder. It's coming out. So for all of you that still have your old wax cylinder players.
Do you know what those are called?
Phonograph. Okay. Is what we called them in England, across the pond there. And definitely, you know, some solos. We used old historical pieces from Thomas Edison's own archives to re-record over. so that, you know, we can have an extra crisp, we can have that him talking in the background kind of thing. You know, it's very retro, new. That, you know, I love the wax cylinder, man. It's just so crisp. It's like the best form of sound.
Retro new?
It's like a combination, man. You gotta be open-minded to understand.
It's like, so it's like, it's like, when people combine genres, you're combining mediums. I never know what you're talking about. I really don't.
I definitely like to keep my ways mysterious. I like to have a whimsical being about myself. That it just keeps people on edge. They're like, what's Radney gonna do next, man? I don't know. It could be anything. That kind of upbeat, you know, you never know. Like the mystery, man. It's all about majestical, you know, something that's gonna happen that's gonna blow your mind, or you're just not gonna care. You know, either way, as long as you're affected, I feel like then I've completed my goal.
That is a noble cause you have there, my friend. A noble cause.
Yeah. My goal is to touch every person.
That's weird.
Like, are you talking metaphorically?
With my music.
Oh, with your music, okay.
I guess I should clarify that for this kind of audience.
I see where you're going with that, but a little advice. Do shows that are in a different venue from time to time. Like, I know you like the living room shows, and your grandma loves it, but, you know, you're not going to be able to touch everyone. If you don't, you know, go on a tour, you know?
Let me just say that.
Go to your neighbor's house.
You can only touch your grandmother in her living room.
Sean's grandparents have been great to me. They have treated my music with the utmost respect. They have barely said any rambling that I could understand during my music. And most of the time they were on some pretty cool old people drugs, which I have taken a liking to. Those old people, man, I have been sharper on my wits than any ever before. Because I've been taking, like, I don't even, dementia medication, man. It's the ginkgo biloba, I think.
So when you're performing for them, are they sitting there still? Are they dancing? Because I'd assume they'd be sitting there still frozen, just out of fear of that you're in their living room.
I think they're only about aware about 20% of the time. The other 80%, they're mostly focused on like old Western movies, or they're just like, there's a lot of colors in my peripheries.
So they don't even turn the TV off.
No, it's usually pretty loud. I'm trying to play over it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've got the right idea. Your heart's in the right place. I
definitely
believe.
Thought about doing some touring. Like, what? It would be super bad if I like threw a rock in through somebody's window and then I did a jam on their front lawn. They would definitely remember that. They would be all over that. They'd be like, man, last night somebody just did a whole concert on my front yard.
You know, that kind of thing. And broke their window, and maybe a lamp.
Definitely, you know, keep it rocking all the time. I can only give a little bit of advice. My advice is mostly for Jeff to always have Band-Aids. You know, if you wear three pairs of underwear, the urine will most likely not soak through to the outer layer.
That's deep, man. That's deep.
Oh my God.
You have layers, sir. You have layers.
But definitely, as far as continuing to play in the restroom is one of the most rocking things that I have ever heard.
But he's playing with himself. That's the problem.
Have you ever thought of doing a whole set from the bathroom?
Not till
now. Actually, I think we're going to go. We might change our names to the bathroom.
Bathroom attendants.
Bathroom attendants.
So people,
hey, we might not.
Side project.
So people get down to the show. You're in the bathroom singing. Also, like, giving a fresh towel, giving some mouth.
Well, when I'm in there, I can give a mouthwash and toothpaste.
Maybe a
and
mint.
And then I can move. I can actually shine their shoes.
Yeah, maybe that's cool. Mint. Maybe a mint.
Yep.
Sweet.
Squirt the little soap in their hand, you know, turn the water on for them.
Maybe that's like the next big thing right there, where you just bring an acoustic guitar and you play for people while they're on the potty, man. And they enjoy that. It helps them relax.
I like for playing people while on the potty.
They can't leave. It's not like they're going to be like, this is terrible, I'm out of here. They're kind of committed, you know?
Yeah. Well, cool, man. It is time. Just about to get to a break.
I'm gonna go on and get out of here, man. This is ridiculous.
I've had enough of you, quite frankly.
I can
only
all?
I can only take you in small doses. I do. I've been meaning to do this all show. We did miss last week. I want to thank you know people for bearing with everything that's been going on with us lately. But you know, Tina Marie in the Vinyl Tees was supposed to be on last week. We are going to be getting them back on soon. But here's a couple of things we probably would have hit on. Just want to get it out there. Sunday, August 29th. They will, July 29th, Tina Marie Acoustic at Tobacco Company, August 5th at Tina Marie Acoustic at James River Cellar, Friday, August 10th, Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees at Rain Tree, and Friday, 8/17, Tina Marie and Vinyl Tees will be at James River Cellars. Just wanted to throw that out there. It is time to take a little break. This is a band called Sajak with Mean Streak.
Better than Kojak.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Z
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things, very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land, famous for most juicy, delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium, make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel, or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious five-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport. Cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes. Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
This song right here goes out to one of our best friends, to our boy, Al. Sometimes when I'm down in alone, stop at the store on my way home, grab me something to drink so I can unwind, 'cause I got cold but light on my mind. I crack me one open, it's a beautiful sound. I get me a koozie, then I drink it on down. So here comes Al, Al the Hall. He's my friend, we done been through it all. He's been right here by my side through all the good times and pain in my life. So cheers to Al, put your blessing in the air. Grab me a six pack, or maybe a 12, or maybe that case over there on the shelf. 'Cause I'm getting rowdy, I let off some steam. 'Cause I'm stressed out and I know what I mean. So let's get it started, or let's get it on, before I do throw the scene and song.
So here comes down, out the hall.
Refreshing, so perfect, bottle full of heaven, I'm loving it. Bring on the world, give me what you got. Cold beer on tap, it's a spot if you had a hard day. Take a shot if you think it's the end of the world. Well, it's not, 'cause Al's a friend and never lets you down when you need him the most. He's always around, so head on down to the watering hole. Chilling at the bar, never gets old. Mr. Bartender, you are the man.
seen it all, so you understand the life of the party. Mr. Cohall, you can call it my alcohol. Put your hands together, y'all.
Here comes Al, alcohol. He's our friend. We've been through it all. We've been right here by my side through all the good times and pain.
I'm at the bar, alone with my thoughts. I'm drinking my well as away, lost in the sauce. I'm thinking about life, my sex and I. But I'm only human now, give me a break. So come on and help me to ease my mind. And order me one more before closing time. So here comes
That was Cheers to Al live here on Radio Rubber Room. And I've got a question for you guys, and I'm going to guess I'm not the first person to ask it. Have you guys ever thought about AA?
Yeah, we thought about it for a hot second.
We are no quitters.
I like your attitude.
We are not quitters.
I like your attitude. Quitters never win, man.
That's right.
But seriously. No, I'm joking. I'm just joking. So, I mean, definitely, we talked earlier about the Outer Banks Blues, the rides in the middle of the night to Virginia Beach. Have you guys, those are party spots, you know? Have you guys thought seriously about getting down there, though, and getting in front of those crowds that are down there in the sand?
Or how do you, I guess a better question is how do you get in front of those people?
You,
like,
you
what's
guys
your
have,
plan
well,
to
right
do
now
so?
We're trying to look at bands that are playing in those areas and then offering them, like, we'll offer to open up for them for free if they want to come up to Richmond and try to
Gig
expand.
Swap, yeah.
You know, and then open up for us, kind of like a trade kind of thing.
And there's a lot of bands in Richmond right now that are hitting up those spots too. I know Proverbial's down there a lot, PBR's hitting up those spots, lots of others. So like maybe jumping on some tickets with them, making some road trips with those guys. You guys have the van.
Oh yeah, we actually like I said earlier, we've had to turn down a couple of our dates. They just unfortunately didn't work out for us because we're pretty busy, and the dates that were offered to us were...
Well, that van is full of very nice sound equipment that Kendall has provided
exactly.
for us.
Yeah,
let's talk about the van for a hot minute, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a GMC van, but Kendall, our drummer extraordinaire and sound guy for many of bands here in Richmond, he's got Cadillac tags all over it, man, and it's a pretty sweet van, but what makes it even sweeter is what's inside of it, man. We're very fortunate.
Unbelievable sounds. We got wireless mics. Cool. We got 4 18s. We got 2 15s. We got a powered 18 for the bass and the kick. So anybody gets us, our sound is impeccable. Yeah. Nobody will ever match our sound outside of the National or now.
Plus, our plane sucks, but our sound is fantastic.
We
needed to sound a lot better.
I don't agree with it. I mean, you guys are fun, and you have catchy, kind of infectious grooves. Like, I would just say that the good sound would complement that.
Thank you.
We talked a little bit about the National show. For people who aren't acclimated to PJ Bottoms, does it take them a little while to catch on, or by the end of the show do you kind of have everybody going nuts?
Well, I'll tell you, we played with Bad Fish. Uh-huh. We opened up for them, and we got there and we walk out on stage and we're like, wow, there's a lot of people here, and we start playing and nobody knows what to do with us. They're like, who are these
Before,
guys?
We had played with a lot of our friends and family, uh-huh. so it felt more comfortable. This was, mm-hmm. I was really the first show. We were out in front of like complete strangers and opened ourselves up to what we were trying to do. And It came across really, really well. I mean, yeah, people really, good. Really liked this one.
I mean, we started out and everybody was kind of like, all right, this is cool. And then by the time we did our last song, you can actually go on YouTube and you'll see us on the National playing Live from the Moon. And the whole crowd is, they're all throwing their hands up in their air. They're like, they're singing the words, the songs they've never even heard.
Yeah. So you got that crowd that wasn't necessarily there for you, or a lot of Master Badfish on your side. So, I mean, that's how you do it. That's how you make new fans, you know?
That's when we kind of understood that we had something good going on and we just need to push forward and start putting it more to the masses. And it's not so much about, in Richmond, it's such a small market. I think if you play it too much, it will oversaturate. But if you play the right shows in front of the right amount of people, it can elevate. Because there's a lot of great music fans in Richmond. They know smart music, and they know good music. And the majority wasn't having fun, but, I mean, it's at the same time, it is Richmond.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this is I was in a band in high school, but it wasn't really a band. I mean, we played in this guy's basement, and that was it. This is pretty much the first band I've ever been in, and the coolest part about that National show, you want to talk about it, and the guys hit on it a minute ago, was, we walked out on stage, and we're obviously very nervous. We don't know what to expect. It's the biggest venue we've ever played, and it's pretty much the venue in Richmond.
Keep in mind, we've only been playing since October, so we've gotten played a lot of shows.
Right. We're 6 months into playing together, and they're absolutely right. By the time we play our last song, Live from the Moon, coolest part, there's a cool part of being in a band and an awful part of being in the band. And the cool part of being in the band is we're playing Live from the Moon. You're looking at all these people, and they're singing along with an original song that we wrote. That's probably one of the coolest moments that you can have as a band.
Oh, yeah.
The worst part of having a band is at 1:30 in the morning when you're blackout drunk, and you got to load all of our sound equipment into Kendall's van. That sucks.
And that was the same night I lost my guitars, by the way, in my car.
Now, Phenom, being the front guy, you got a history in hip-hop, right? Were you an MC? Did you rap solo before you started in
MC? Oh, this guy's played with them all.
Yes. I've been around the block. I've been, I hate to show my age, but I was on a tour back in the early 80s. Not early 80s, for God's sake, I ain't that old. But
Early 90s?
Early 90s. Right. I was on tour with Public Enemy.
Oh, awesome.
Big Daddy Kane. EPMD.
Uh-huh. He was the white guy.
EU. I was definitely the white guy.
Was your name Phenom back then, or did
Phenom,
you?
Phenom was Phenom back then.
What was the guy that wears the big clock on his chest?
Flavor Flav.
Good friend of mine. He's a great guy, and he's a cartoon character, that's for sure. But he's a great guy.
Now, Phenom, being your background in hip hop. Obviously, do you think that makes it easier for the crowd to automatically get into being able to follow along with your lyrics?
Well, I think what makes us easy to follow is the fact that we take all these different genres and throw them into a blender,
uh-huh.
and then we press play, and so it kind of relates to everybody.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool with PJ Bottoms, because you take the rock, you take the blues, you take the hip-hop, you take the rap, you take the country, you take and throw it in there, and...
And they just need a straw.
Huh. That's all you need. We make it easy for you.
It's a smooth.
So, I mean, that's pretty much what PJ Bottoms
is. You're missing techno, metal, and classical.
Yeah. We're all right.
Well,
No.
Let's not get crazy.
Because Sean, if you remember, Melanie is classically trained in the Shaker.
She actually is.
Yes.
She's actually classically trained singing too.
All right, for the next 20 minutes of the show, I want you to perform Beethoven's Fur Elise on the Shaker.
For the next 20 minutes of the show, I want you to eat Waffle House prior to 9 a.m.
If you could just take the next 20 minutes of the show and go run up to Sheets and get us some beer, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. We just ran out.
Go. Luckily, we all have an assistant on the show, so let me just get him on that.
you're being timed.
We'll get one of our interns on it away. One of our interns on it.
Down on the first floor, I'm just going to page him right now.
Yeah,
I suggest Asian midgets, but again,
I suggest Melanie.
I love when a band calls me and get directions to the station, and they're like, "What floor?"
Whoa, we didn't do that, man.
I know you didn't do it. You
we
didn't
called
it.
You from the parking lot. We're like, are you we here? And you they, were like, yeah, does the big radio tower give it away? We were like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are officially they know who they are.
People who have ever found this except for Apache Radio.
They know who they are, but it was always funny, and I'm like, you'll see. You know, you'll see. You'll know when you see it. But yeah.
We're right next door to sprinkler and irrigation repair systems.
Sounds wet.
You're like right across in the cornfield.
Yes.
To be honest.
Dude, look for the cows, then the radio tower.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to come here, go to the middle of nowhere, and you're there.
Ashland is exactly the center of the universe.
I heard that.
So,
I heard that with the opener.
Actually,
that was nice.
Yeah, Ashland, it's
that's a
proven
fact.
That's a little
spin, man.
That's their Ashland slogan.
Dan.
Does trying to cater to so many genres, like put together on every song, does that inhibit you guys sometimes? Or do you venture out of that realm where you feel like it always has to have lyrics and it always has to have...
Well, alcohol inhibits us most times, but
no way.
But yeah, no, it's tough, man.
It's
I mean,
crazy
you know,
to say that.
It's the eternal battle, man. You know, we want our music to get out there, and who do we market it to? Oh, everyone. Uh-huh. And that's not easy to do, man.
Well, the truth be told, I mean, literally, if somebody walks up to any of us and goes, "So, what kind of music do you play?" We're like, "Well, you don't want to say country. You don't want to say." Rap or hip hop or blues rock or blues because it could deflate what you are.
It could strip
so
us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What you should say is guitar, bass, drum, singing.
Well, we just say redneck hip hop and then we walk away. And redneck hip hop has worked for us so far.
I've honestly said it's acoustic blues riffs with hip hop beats over it. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great way to describe it.
If nobody gets it, then I don't want to be their friend. I don't want
them
to come to my house.
I'm on party music.
Just tell them you make their
music. I tell people we play lake music, but the best thing to do is to come and watch us play, and you tell me what you think we play.
It's fun.
I mean, if you come to one of our shows and you don't have a good time, then you just don't want to have a good time, period.
I sang in a bathroom last week.
Hey, he sang the wrong song in the bathroom.
The wrong song in the bathroom.
I could vouch for that. It's the wrong song.
So that is evidence alone. Go see PJ Bottoms.
Yes.
Have a good time.
Thanks.
I definitely noticed that you were like texting in the middle of the last song.
I was?
No, Jeff, he was like shaking the thing and jamming and shit.
And texting?
Yeah, I was.
He was texting the one listener that we know is listening, our boy Eric.
I was like, Eric? Hey, we're here. We've made it.
Well, it is time to take another little break here. We're going to play a song, play some ads and all that good stuff. Make sure you check out PJ Bottoms. Go ahead and tell them, run through the little spiel.
You can find us on pj-bottoms.com. You can find us on Facebook. Our album, Cooler Beer, is on iTunes. We also have a Twitter account. You pretty much go to Google and type in pj-bottoms. You can find us. If you don't do the dash, it's going to be Pajama Bottoms, and you know you might like those, and they're comfortable.
They
but find us.
Well, I'm not going to Google it because I use Bing, but I'll find it.
You're a nerd. That's cool.
This is the Shack Band with Picture Yourself.
Creatures take myself on the stage that I am? Does it take your feet from under, or does it make you feel at home? And picture yourself, you lost your money and nice things. Are you taking it for granted that you have food to eat?
This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan Mick Ramirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan Mick Ramirez's
Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins. Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecs of steel. Ding, ding!
Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan Mick Ramirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about Kitchen Help Gorilla, making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
Do you shower? Do you like to get dry afterwards? Towels suck. They suck up water. The more water they suck, the less sucking they do. Who likes to be moist for hours? An alternative method for getting dry is now available. Oh, yeah. The Dehydrated Oxygen Moisture Evaporator, or DOME. DOME by by Simon's mom is an apparatus that is designed to fit outside or in a large garage. Ooh, that's big. Dome blows you dry quicker and faster than you've ever experienced by being rubbed down by towels. You don't even have to touch yourself. Dome does all the work. Science shows that blowing is 3 times as effective as sucking when it comes to getting you dry. Oh, the longer Dome lasts, the hotter it gets. Today only, you can get Dome from Simon's Mom for free if you're one of the first 10 callers. Experience the sensation that is Dome by Simon's Mom.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
All right. Once again, this is PJ Bottoms. That's it, y'all. Y'all ready? I wanna be on the beach somewhere, sipping margaritas like I just don't care. Shake my booty, throw my hands in the air. Spending money like a millionaire for 5 years, then I'm gonna fly around the world. Hooking up with some hot supermodel girl. Here come the BJB, coming at you soon. First band to perform live from the moon, and I like it.
I like it.
And I love it.
I love it.
And I want some.
I want some.
All of it.
All of it.
I go to the beat of a different drummer. Been hot fall, winter, spring, and summer. Love this life, and this life loves me. My job is staying alive like the BGs. Been blessed through the journey that I'm on. Hope to leave a legacy, alas, when I'm gone. Chase these dreams till I'm clean out of breath. Get the money, order, leave the critics in check. I think I'll try to get famous off this rapping. What the hell, man, strange things can happen. Anything is possible and nothing is far-fetched. Close my eyes, purple like old neck to one eye. I wanna be on a beach somewhere. I'll sip the margaritas like I just
don't care.
My hands in the air, spending money like a millionaire. For my jet, get upset, fly around the world, hooking up with some high supermodel. Gonna be JB coming at you soon. First man to perform live from the moon, and I like it.
I like it.
And I love it.
I love it.
And I want some.
I want some.
I'm all up there. Of a different drummer, keep it hot for winter, spring, and summer. Love this life, and this life loves me. My job is staying alive like the BGs. Been blessed through this journey that I'm on. Hope to leave a legacy at last when I'm gone. Chase these dreams till I'm clean out of breath. Keep it going, wanna leave this check. I think I'll try to get famous off this rapping. What the hell, man, six niggas laughing. Anything is possible and nothing is far-fetched. Close my eyes, where will I go next? I wanna be on a beach somewhere. I sip the margaritas like I just don't care. Shake my booty, throw my hands in the air. Spending money like a millionaire. Provide, yeah, then I'm set. Fly around the world, hooking up with some hot supermodel girl. Come to BJB, coming at you soon. First band to perform live from the moon, and I like it.
I like it.
And I love it.
I love it.
And I want some.
I want some.
I'm all up there.
All up there.
Come on now. You ready, Kendall? I'll shake it up and let the good times roll. Let's find out just how this life unfolds. Let go of the pains of the past and move on. Shine like the superstar you are, you grew on. Oh yeah, that's right. Do that there, hold on tight. Come on here, yeah, I like. Ooh, that there, all night. No regrets, just live like a dying. The biggest bit of me is the fear and I crying. No more what ifs or I wish. I'm a ringer with stars like a satellite dish. And I wanna be on a beach somewhere. I sip for margaritas like I just don't care. Take my feet, throw my hands in the air. Spending money like I said, you're near. Revive, yeah, get upset, fly around the world. Hooking up with some hot supermodel girl. Turn the BJB, coming at you soon. I like it.
I like it.
And I love it.
I love it.
And I want some.
I want some.
I'm all up there.
All up
there.
All up there.
Come on now.
All up there.
All
up
HHV. Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Rubber Room, the show where no one ever washes their hands. Ever.
Or their beans.
And that was PJ Bottoms Live with the song title, which is not written down.
Live from the moon.
That was awesome. Good job.
Thank you.
Now, is that a definitive plan? Are you guys attempting to... Is your manager working on that gig right now?
We're not attempting it, but if someone came to us and gave it to us,
now,
we would be pissed.
We're working with Virgin Records to get signed, awesome. So... When that cat goes up to there, we're on there.
We're trying to get on that ticket.
Like the party boat.
We'll get on the ticket.
Yeah. I like that you guys all showed up here in the mystery wagon. I expected y'all to like rip my face off and be like, "It was a bloody skeleton the whole time."
Hey,
the night ain't over yet, man.
It is not over.
Have you guys ever considered doing a PJ Bottoms only show?
No. But that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Could we only wear the PJ Bottoms on our head, particularly Melanie?
Does it matter?
I mean, however you want to wear them, as long as you're wearing only
PJ
Bottoms.
What would you prefer Melanie wore, on her head or...
Melanie? What do you think about Melanie?
Just on the floor, mostly.
For the listeners at home, Sean did wink when he said that too.
I will wear my personal own PJ Bottoms to that show, which is nothing. I hate
it. Hey, man, we can give you PJ Bottoms. PJ Bottoms.
I was going to say, you guys need awesome. Those.
I don't know how you need
those. I will rock those in public like a 16-year-old.
That might be Underoos.
Underoos! Remember them?
You know Chuck Norris or Superman wears Chuck Norris Underoos.
Well, I think y'all's next big thing is to just do a live show from the back of the van and like drive down 85 or something. And people will be like, "What is this band doing? They're playing
nice, like Styles and Teen Wolf."
Dude, 95's a little rough, man. But maybe some other road where we wouldn't fall out and get run over.
That would be awesome.
I appreciate your
throw beers out.
Just get
while
a flatbed truck and strap your feet to it.
Like I noticed,
drive right down the road.
We do drink. I came back in here like after 20 minutes of y'all having a 24-pack or whatever, and it was gone.
That was our second 24-pack.
Oh, we just went and got another 12-pack. That's why we were like showed up late.
Awesome.
You want one?
Oh, sure.
You can't do it though, right?
He's not allowed, but we might still.
I know you're not allowed. I know that. No,
seriously, if you're with the FCC, go ahead and stop listening now.
No. Actually, that's not the case. I'm the one who can drink.
Dan has to obey all the laws.
Dan can't
drink.
Hey, Dan.
Sorry,
Dan. I love you, man, but your job sucks. Dude.
Damn it, Dan.
I qualify as a minor, so it's all good.
Why is that?
Weird law.
Did we just break the law by giving you that cold beer?
Good 100%. Job, guys.
100%. We never what other laws do you guys like to break?
This is a true story. Brian told me earlier. He's like a couple of days ago. He's like, we're gonna be on the show, and we can't cuss. We can't cuss at all.
Let's not cuss.
That went right out the window.
Therefore, we're not gonna be able to drink. So we're not drinking for this show. We're gonna do this thing right.
It's not right.
I gotta be honest with you. Since 7:30, Brian's like, well, we meet at 7:30. We've had about 56 beers.
We don't mean
divided by six.
May I again bring up the AA thing?
Do you guys have like to battle over who's going to be the designated drunk driver?
No, we don't do that. We all volunteer for that shit.
We have extraordinary wives besides Melanie.
Yes,
that,
we do.
Take care of us a lot.
That's right.
Got to give a shout out to them because they put up a lot of our garbage.
Terry Richardson, what up?
I mean, they look out for us. They come to every show. They support us. We love them. And
well, I will designate a decoy for you guys anytime. I will go to the show and I will not drink.
What does that mean?
I will go to the show and I will not drink a drink at all. You know, I will do other things that are less easily caught.
What kind of guarantee do we have on this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, don't worry. I cannot drink like anyone.
I can swerve with the best of them.
What I'm going to do is just not show up with money, which is really easy for me.
Yeah, but see, then the problem is you'll come to us and we'll be like, hey, you had us on the radio show. Jeff will buy you beers.
I'm going to everywhere you are.
Oh, I'll buy everybody beers. I don't ever...
Only reason why he's
going to go to a bar and says, well, who's Savion? We point to the drunkest guy, and it's usually Jeff. We're like, oh, okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, then what I'll do, being sober, I will drive out of there like I'm totally drunk. I will get in the wrong side of traffic and stuff. I'll probably get a reckless, but then you guys all dip while all the cops are like pulling me over.
I like that.
Come closer. Come on.
Come on.
We need to get our drummer up here.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say this.
We already said it.
Then don't.
But can I? I cannot do it.
Well, I have to
I'm not going to do it.
We already said it.
I have been waiting to ask you this question the whole show. What the Sam Hill?
What? I don't know. Hey, man. Do it.
The answer to the question is no, he's not Columbo, although he looks a lot like him.
Good job. Good job. You are one of the blackest men I've ever seen in my life.
He is so black that he is Irish and full-blooded Indian. He don't have a single hair on his body.
Weird.
And when he pulls up his shirt, he's whiter than me. Pull his shirt up.
I feel like
if I'm lying, I'm dying.
Put that back down.
I got a little more than that, yeah.
If he wears shorts, it looks like he's riding an ostrich.
Well. And if he wears a white shirt, we can't see him.
I like that you got two wife beaters on, man. That is super cool.
Well, I'm trying to...
Well, he's the blackest guy in the band.
How do I get, like... I want to get as ripped as you, but I don't want to exercise or anything. Like, can you recommend a shake or injection or something? Like, I'm just lazy, but I want to look big.
What cycle are you currently on?
Don't we all? I don't know how to answer that. You got to put in the work.
Plead the fifth.
But we can work out together. I work at the Y.
He said, he's lazy.
I can tell you how to get as big as him. You show up at the gym and you lift it up, and then you come to band practice and you say, guys, I was at 120 today. I benched it.
It was 375.
And then by the time you get to a radio station, it's 375.
I did that twice today.
For the record, we will not be allowed to talk on this microphone anymore. It's covered in spit. That's just cool.
It was 375 ounces?
375 pounds.
QPs, man.
Well, like he says European pounds?
When he says he listens to the Y, it's
are
like,
these Scandinavian weight measurements?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan, I want
to
hear from you.
I hate to cut you guys off. Well, we're about to wrap it up. So
we're about out of time.
Yep. I don't know if you guys have some shout-outs you want to do, or you know, you want to make sure you plug something before we get going. But
Can we go ahead down the line real quick?
Huh?
We're going to go down the line.
No, I'll just do
just go ahead. We got about 3 minutes. All right,
man. We give a shout-out to our buddies out at Daddy-O's in the West End. We're going to give a shout-out to our buddies out at Julio's out in West Point. We're going to be there this weekend. Next weekend, it's Daddy-O's on Friday night. Please come out. It's always a good time. I got to do a personal shout-out, man, to my wife who supports me and my sister who is probably going to hear this at some point next.
You heard it from the band, and this has been Radio Rubber Room with PJ Bottoms, with which I do say is an awesome band that crosses all kinds of age and gender and, dare I say, sexuality borders.
Yeah.
Great.
Join us again next time. Hopefully, we'll all be sober. We never know.
All right.
Probably not, no.
Just want to throw it. We've got the Trigoni Band on next week. Stomp Status killed it with Dream Machine at the Republic last night. Next week, Dream Machine will be back, and also Lorem Ipsum and possibly a special guest. So tune in next week, stop by the Republic and see us. Come hang out, listen to some music. Thanks again, PJ Bottoms.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, check us out on Facebook and pj-bottoms.com. Our album's also on iTunes. And obviously, the podcast will be available tomorrow on Radio Rubber Room's website. And then in a couple days, rvamag.com.
Hey, don't you guys have a Twitter too, right? Looks like you have a Twitter,
yeah,
Reverb Nation.
Yeah, we do. I don't know.
Do you guys use it?
Say that a couple of those songs weren't on the new album?
No.
Yeah. Well, the last two, right?
Consider them stolen. You guys take
them. Oh, you just got jacked, son.
All right. We do have one more song to play. Thanks again to PJ Bottoms. Woo! This is Silo Effect with Treehouse.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem, guys. No problem, guys.
Right. We made it.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. And it's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck from coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially. Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
Ah, no, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275 BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.